My guest this afternoon for a little interview is Annette Gray of the Ladybird Boat Trust. And I believe the Ladybird does a lot of good. So first of all, we'll ask you, Annette, and say welcome to HCR FM, HCR PM.
Thank you very much.
What is the Ladybird?
She is a wide-beamed steel boat, about 63 foot long by 10 foot 3 wide, that gives us 6 inches each side going into the lock gates. She's specially designed and built to be wheelchair accessible. She has a large open front deck, a spacious heated cabin, a wheelchair accessible toilet, and a small galley.
So how wide is she?
She's 10 foot 3 wide.
10 foot 3.
And it gives us just 6 inches each side as we go into the locks.
You need to have a very steady hand on the tiller there.
We do, as long as there's no wind.
How did she come to be built?
Well, before the Ladybird, there were already 4 boats run by St John Ambulance. They were Nottingham, Newark, Northampton. And they were being very successful. And Sir John Baird, he was chairman of the Council of St John for Cambridgeshire. He heard about those boats and decided he would like to have one within Cambridgeshire. So he raised the money, and his wife, Lady Mary, they gave us a substantial bequest, mm-hmm. and that started the fundraising for our boat.
And what happened next?
Well, she was designed and built specially to come for us to use on the River Great Ouse, and she got launched in 2007, and we've been running her ever since. But last year, St John Ambulance decided they would not continue with their care in the community. So we formed the Ladybird Boat Trust, and we now run the boat ourselves.
And you run the crew?
We do. We have 25 crew.
25?
25 crew.
Not all at once?
No, not all at once. We have 8 people qualified as boatmasters, and I'm one of them. But each time we take the boat out, we normally have about 5 crew, occasionally 6. Mm-hmm. We are based at Hartford Marina, and there is a special fixed ramp for wheelchairs to come on board there onto the foredeck. But if we're out and about, we have a very good mobile ramp that we can put up in most places so wheelchairs can get off.
So how do your volunteers train to be boatmen or crew members?
Crew, yes. Well, we have 21 men crew and 4 ladies at the moment, and 2 of us the boatmasters. During the winter, we train on Wednesdays and or Thursdays, and during the summer, it is learning as we go along on the boat. We then, the training, we can do rope work,
right.
We can do practicing handling the boat in and out of the locks. We can reverse out of the lock. We practice mooring, throwing the ropes. We even have someone who goes overboard in a dry suit, and therefore we practice proper man overboard.
In a dry suit?
In a dry suit. It is winter time after all.
Okay.
And then we also throw the lifeboats, life rings over, and rescue those as well.
So what sort of passengers do you take out? I mean, all right, you've got wheelchair access, so obviously you're looking at disabled people.
Yes, we're aiming to take out disabled folk, disadvantaged folk, usually groups, and they can come to us from care homes, from support groups like a cancer support group, MS Society. We can also take individuals. We've had 2 or 3 individual days this year for people who are not part of a group, so they hear about us and then they can come and join us. We can also take private groups for fundraising, and we have been used as a taxi to take people from Huntingdon through into Godmanchester, higher up the river on someone's mooring. We've taken a celebratory group down from Huntingdon to St Ives, but we do not wish to be known as a party boat, because that is not our main aim in life.
And you're not a river taxi either, really?
We're not really a river taxi, no, but we do need to raise funds. So those people have been very, very generous. And it's good practice, because we have been driving in the dark as well, which is rather good.
Right, the alarm goes off in the morning.
Yes.
You get up.
Yes.
And what is your typical day with the Ladybird?
A typical day, we normally get to the boat any time from 9 o'clock, which is usually an hour before our passengers arrive. And we have a big A4 checklist of all the things we have to check on the boat before anyone is allowed to move it. And that consists of making sure lights work, that the toilet works, that the galley works, and that we have a lot of checks for the engine to make sure that that is in a good functioning order. Then we also put the kettle on. That's the first thing you do. It is. It's the first thing we do as we go on board. And then our passengers arrive anything from 9:45 onwards. And normally we take them from Hartford Marina, which is our base, either towards St Ives and maybe into St Ives, where we can stop off in various moorings, either at the Dolphin if they're going for a meal there, or the Waits, where we have a specially elevated area that we can get passengers off very easily. Sometimes we'll stop on the quay, but that is not such a good place for us, and that's where we use our ramp. Otherwise we can go the other way towards Huntingdon, Godmanchester. We can go through Godmanchester Lock and into the basin, where people sometimes have fish and chips on board or go ashore and eat. We can go further. They can have a picnic on board or go ashore with the table that we have on, and they can have their picnic in the shade under a tree.
Brilliant. Now, disabled people access the boat, obviously.
Yes.
It's just as easy for them to get off the boat.
It is, yes. To and fro Hartford, as I say, we have the fixed ramp that comes down onto the foredeck, and there's a concrete ramp going down towards that. When we are off our mooring, with a wonderful portable ramp that we can put up either just onto a field edge or up steps, because at the Dolphin we have to put the ramp out, then move it and put it up steps so they can wheel up. So, and there's plenty of room on the foredeck for even electric wheelchairs to manoeuvre.
Right, let's talk money.
Money,
the
yes.
Evil money.
Yes.
How much does it cost to run the boat?
It's at least £14,000 a year
a
very basic cost, because we have to pay for our mooring, insurance, and now next year I believe we shall have to pay river tax, so it will cost us more.
Even more, yeah.
We filled up with diesel the other week, and it was over £1,200-1,500 to fill up the tank with diesel.
Do you know how many pints of beer that would buy?
I don't know. A lot.
Yes.
But then they'd fill up the tank.
Well, I bought a pint yesterday, and it cost me £3.20 for a pint of beer.
Ouch.
So you can imagine, that's an eighth of a gallon, so that made it £25 a gallon for beer. So
yes, it would
far
be
more expensive.
Very expensive. No, we don't want that.
Support. Can anybody support you?
Everyone can support us. And we've had some superb support this past year from various different companies, both in monetary terms, and when we had our relaunch, Waitrose gave us some snacks and such like. They've been fantastic.
Oh,
so have many people. We have one company who's promised each year to give us some money. So this year it has been very, very good. Individuals. We can have patrons who promise to pay £120, I think it is, a year, and they support us annually.
You
and then
hesitated.
We give them. I know, I was just trying to work, remember
I
whether
thought
it's
you'd 120. Say 100,000.
No, I think it's £120. And they are rewarded by one or two days on the river. And we crew the boats and give them a nice day out.
Brilliant.
To say thank you.
How can we get in touch with you? Can anybody else get in touch with you?
Anyone can get in touch with us. We do have a website, and it's ladybirdboat.org.uk. But I always forget that. So if you just Google Ladybird Boat Trust, that gets us to the site.
I can guarantee that, yes.
Yes. And otherwise, if somebody wishes to book, they go onto the website. It's just like booking a hotel room now.
Mm-hmm.
They choose their date, they choose the time, and they fill it in on the calendar, and providing that, well, they can see whether that's been booked or not, and then they get a confirmation email through to say, yes, it is their date.
And you're also on social media?
Yes, I think we're on Facebook.
Facebook.com/Ladybird Trust.
Yes.
No telephone number.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, we do have 07092 981632.
Annette, that's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I've learned a lot in 10 minutes about the ladybird. I have heard from people who have actually been on trips with you, and the reports have been nowhere near negative. I can assure you that
they've
all been wonderfully positive.
It's marvellous to see our passengers' faces light up, especially we've had young children on board. We have had a class from Houghton School, and they were doing rivers and locks, so they came on with us and learned a lot. But when we have our disabled children on board, we can communicate with them without them saying a word. It's marvellous. It really is.
Annette, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.